the scoop and all the entertainment news you need.
From L.A., New York, and Montreal.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's Nikki's Biz.
I watched the Fresh Prince reunion this weekend.
And
so good.
I know. Everyone was raving about it on social media over the weekend.
The nostalgia. I cried, I think, 3 times
oh, nice.
Throughout. We did get a message earlier from Kara, and she asked if I had watched it. And she said that she felt like they weren't very respectful to Jeffrey, the actor who plays Jeffrey.
The butler.
He didn't say a lot, but neither did Jazz. Jazz was there, too.
Right.
He didn't say a lot, but I don't think it was necessarily disrespect.
Yeah, I mean, they were, you know, big roles in the show. They were there to sort of complete the picture. It was nice to see them.
I'm also not sure they had a lot to say. And the actor who played Nikki, the little cousin Nikki,
he
only came in at the very, very end, too.
Okay.
Anyway, it was so good.
Was it like a round table sort of discussion?
Yeah, they're sitting on set. They recreated the set.
Oh, okay.
And they're all sitting on the set. It's so
cool.
Good.
Yeah.
If you get an opportunity to watch it right now, it's on HBO. I did subscribe this weekend because, you know, I'm a sucker for those things. So they've got a deal on right now, though. Like if you subscribe for the whole year, I think you get some money off anyway.
Oh, so they roped you into that one,
they
too.
They did. I'm all in. All right. I wanted to mention this just because I think there are more Bon Jovi fans in Montreal than anywhere else in the world. They weren't able to hit the road this year to promote their new album. It's called 2020. So they're doing a live stream concert event this weekend. It is free Friday night. You can watch it on Facebook at 6 o'clock. Now, it's cool because it's free and it's going to be Bon Jovi in your living room ultimately, but it's the new album that they're streaming.
So no old music?
We're not going to hear this one.
Something tells me it won't dissuade the diehards in Montreal from tuning in.
No.
I think there'll be a lot of block parties
of
happening.
Of course, yeah. I mean, a Bon Jovi fan doesn't care if it's old or new. I haven't even listened to their new album, but I like some of the classics, you know?
Yeah.
All right, speaking of music, American Music Awards went down last night. I think
this is the end, but
there was nothing to talk about surrounding it, honestly. I think this might be the end of music award shows. Even before the pandemic,
they were
becoming kind of passe. A little bit old school. And yeah, they're just hard to watch and nothing big is coming out of them. The celebrities aren't there. The energy in the room isn't there. Taylor Swift was the big winner this year and they cut to her. She's in the studio right now recording and she got to accept her award that way.
Thank you so much for this. This is a fan-voted award, which means so much to me. You guys have been beyond wonderful all the years of my career, but especially this one. When we've been so far apart, we haven't been able to see each other in concert, but I still feel really connected to you through the music. The reason I'm not there tonight is I'm actually re-recording all of my old music in the studio where...